Hello everyone, coming up, defending our Christian legacy of freedom. Second, free lesson plan packages for your students covering topics like abortion, persecution, euthanasia, church and state, the family, climate change, human rights, human trafficking, and more. Third, a proposed federal conversion therapy ban could see criminal charges laid against your pastor or church if passed into law. And an election is coming to BC. It's Wednesday, September 23rd, and this is Quick Updates. Now, Fall Tour 2020 is coming your way, starting with our first event, October 13th in Fergus. We will be working our way through Ontario, Alberta, and BC in the following weeks. Obviously, with all the current regulations, we have to limit the gathering sizes. As a result, we will require everyone who attends in person to sign up. If you don't sign up, unfortunately, we won't be able to have you come in person. We sent an email to Ontario supporters last week with a link to register for seats. The details to register for Alberta and BC will be coming to your inbox shortly. Now, don't worry if all the seats are filled at the location nearest to you. We will be hosting a live stream of one event from each province in the respective time zones. You can also host a watch party with a few friends, have some family over to your house. Use your imagination. The live stream landing pages will be available soon, and we will also let you know by email about that. Fall Tour 2020, defending our Christian legacy of freedom. Next up, Ed joins us.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, I often speak to parents and teachers about the challenges of educating our children in a world that's becoming more and more opposed to applying the Christian worldview to public life, to the public square. And teachers, parents often feel stuck. Well, it's time to shake things up a little bit. And this is where we're here to help. We want to make it easier for you to introduce your children, your students, to key political issues and also help you do it from a biblical perspective. So yes, time to really shake things up. We've got lesson plans for you to incorporate into your classroom use and also into your use at home. They're up on our website. They're interesting, they're informative, they're interactive. Go to www.arpacanada.ca, go to publications, go to resources, and then go to lesson plans. We've got a dozen of them on there, including political ideologies, Christian political organizations, human trafficking, and human rights. And hey, if you're going to use them, let us know. We've got a survey for you. We'd like you to fill it out so that we can find out how you like them and what we can even do to make them better. Sometimes you just really have to shake things up. ARPACanada lesson plans. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Ed. Andre now joins us to talk about a concerning piece of legislation that churches and pastors should be taking seriously.
Well, Colin, back in March of this year, the federal Liberal government introduced Bill C-8, a criminal ban on conversion therapy. The problem with the bill, if passed, is that it defines conversion therapy very, very broadly. So broadly, in fact, that we are very concerned the definition would also capture the ministry of the gospel, the ministry of the church, to people who are hurting and struggling around questions of identity and meaning and purpose and lifestyle. And so if the church does want to remain faithful to the gospel call, if the church does want to minister to individuals who are asking questions like, who am I? Where do I belong? How should I act and live? If we want to continue that ministry without criminal interference, we ought to be very concerned about Bill C-8 or whichever bill will replace that this coming fall. We've written a letter to church leaders, to church consistories or elders, just sent that out earlier this week in a hope to help churches wrestle through and think about this very pressing issue. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Andre. Levi now joins us with an update from BC.
Hi, everyone. BC is in election mode. John Horgan called an election for Saturday, October 24th. Now, COVID has caused many changes in our society, and it's one of the reasons why there is an election. But now this is an opportunity for Christians to seize the opportunity to use COVID to change the narrative on many issues that face British Columbians. So, for example, COVID has exposed how important it is to hold on and protect human life. Now we need to take that emphasis on preserving human life and apply it to the unborn and to those under threat of euthanasia. You can all do this by getting involved in the political process. Know where the party stands on the issues. Meet your local candidate. Volunteer for local candidates and political parties. And then tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about this political season and how they can make a difference and how they can advance Christian policies as well. It's time to get involved. Let's make a difference in this 2020 British Columbia election. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Levi. That's it for Quick Updates this week. Thanks to you for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.